So my question to you two is, if you could be bitten by anything other than an insect, what would it be?
Would you get anything by being bitten? Like, would you get the
I don't know, it
powers
depends
or
what bites you.
qualities of the thing that's biting you? What are the rules of being bitten?
The rules of being bitten are that you are in its mouth, it applies pressure, and you are bitten. Whether
Right,
that
you don't get anything out of it.
you get a bite mark.
So at the moment I'm thinking I want something very toothless and benign that's not going to hurt. That's what I want to be bitten by. Like maybe
like an old lady,
but not human, Kev said, and let's not dehumanise the elderly.
I never said right. I couldn't have a human. I said it couldn't be an insect.
Oh, sorry, not an insect. All right. What about...
I think the thing that bites you has got to have some sort of malice behind it.
Oh, does
it? Yeah. Why not? And let's go back to your earlier point and say that you are then imbued with the features of that animal.
Yeah, because if not, I'm just going to choose a newborn puppy, which would be quite happy to bite me, but would do no damage and would be quite endearing. So if you're going to let me be imbued with the powers of whatever bites me, I will choose.
You're
going to
choose
real?
A newborn puppy so you can run around and piss on bits of newspaper in the corner of the room.
That's quite appealing, actually. Will I still be injured by it, even though I'm imbued by its powers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're bitten by a tiger, you're really going to lose some flesh. But then you do have the strength, agility, and sneakiness of a tiger. So
apart from your manky arm that's got a bite mark in it and gangrene.
Yeah, apart from that. Although right. it could bite your finger off, I suppose.
So I'm striking a balance between deadliness and excellent powers is what we're looking at here. Okay, fine. Yeah. All right. In which case, I will be bitten by a unicorn.
Right.
Because
that's controversial.
Well, it's a horse-based animal, so it has the wide...
Of course, it's bloody horses.
It's not a horse, it's
a
unicorn.
He loves his horses. He does love his horses, yeah.
It's horse-based.
He never stops talking about horses and horse-based things, does he? When he's not polishing his drinks cabinet, it's all horse-based this and horse-based that.
Yeah. He's not chasing them. He's frolicking with them. He's riding them. He's touching them.
Running away from them in fear. He's never stopped banging on about horses. Come on then, Chris. What about your spiky horse? What do you want?
Right. So a unicorn's got teeth that aren't going to do much damage because they're designed for chewing vegetation. So the bite itself isn't going to do me lasting damage, but I get magical powers as a result and a great big horn on my head that I can poke things with. Fucking winner.
Right.
Magical powers. I mean, I can fly. I can go through walls. I can turn invisible.
Like
I can leave trails of glitter behind me, all the other things that unicorns do. Fucking winner. Thank you. I'll be bitten by a unicorn. On the leg.
Yep. On the leg.
Yes. Not on the shin. That would be painful. It could be on the back of the calf, or it could be on the thigh. That's where I can be bitten.
I think I'd want a horse to bite me somewhere hard because I think it would mash up. It's got teeth that are designed to mash grass.
Are you choosing a horse you're biting?
No, definitely not. I'm not as obsessed with them as you, but I think horses can give a nasty bite.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll find out when I get bitten by a unicorn.
You will?
And then afterwards, I'll fly. I'll fly around the place and tell you what it's like from an altitude of 30,000 feet.
Fair enough.
What are you being bitten by?
Am I going next? Are you going next?
Yeah, because I've not thought about it yet, but you probably will.
I was going to go for a sloth, but the powers that you get from that would be minimal. Dreadful as well, yeah. I reckon I would go for a guinea pig.
Right.
Okay, and the powers that you're getting are
I can turn my bum inside out and wipe it on the floor.
Is that what you want in life? Is that what you feel like you're missing?
Prehensile rectum.
Well, I mean, it's something a bit unusual, isn't it?
Are you just telling us that you're having trouble wiping? Is that what this is all about? Because there's other things that you can do.
No, I want to be bitten. So I want to be bitten so I can turn my bum inside out so I can squeak and get scared at everything like guinea pigs are. I think it would be quite liberating.
I tell you what, a guinea pig would get brilliant mileage out of a B-day, wouldn't it? If that's true. They get a lot more out of the experience than you or I would.
Well, it'd get quite a lot because it could just fill it up and use it as a paddling pool.
That is also true, actually. You could have a swim in a B-day, couldn't you? But if you
got a human-sized B-day?
Yeah.
Is Ian now a human-sized guinea pig? Is that
is he a guinea pig-sized human with a prehensile rectum?
I am the human guinea pig.
If we're assuming that he's been sort of imbued with the power of the guinea pig, then he is now still him. Human-sized, Ian-sized, but now has the ability to turn his arse inside out.
Yes. And teeth that just continued growing all the time unless you wore them down.
Yeah, he has to constantly nibble little bits of wood.
Yeah, to keep his teeth short.
That sounds so beautiful. I look forward to it.
That's what you want. Okay. What about you, Kev?
I think the only thing I've come round to in my head is a bat.
Right.
And but
vampire kind of bat or a fruit bat?
A vampire bat. Because it's going to give a nasty bite and you might get rabies and or COVID. But you'll be able to survive that because you're a bat and it won't bother you. So I'll be pandemic proof and nobody will want to eat me. I can fly and I can hang upside down.
Yes. Is so hanging upside down high on your list of things you want, or is it just like a bonus because it comes with the rest of the deal?
I mean, you can't really do it as a person, can you? After a while, your head goes purple and then you feel really sick.
I tell you what would be good, though, is, yeah, you would be able to hang upside down without it bothering you. So things like painting the ceiling, like Gromit does in the wrong trousers, hanging upside down, that'd be great.
You can fix things without having to be the right way up. If it's easier to lay on your back and just sort of lean back and do that, you can do that without
back powers.
Be fine. So
are you hoping to be a vampire as well, or just the vampire bat powers?
Oh, he's gone. He's frozen up while he thinks about it.
I've wrecked him.
Oh, I don't know how much of that.
None of it.
I guess if I've got vampire powers, then I guess I'd have the ability to survive on blood, which might be handy in a squeeze. I don't think it's something that I would sort of deploy on a regular basis.
So the future that we're looking at here is one where you and I, Kev, can fly and have a range of other powers. as we circle over the earth in the beautiful clear blue sky, looking down at everything, what we're looking down on is Ian with his lovely little
Ian with his prehensile ass
turning his bum inside out. And knowing that he is happy with his life choices.
I think I chose well.
Yeah, I mean, I failed to see any other option you could have taken that would have suited you better.
Yeah. Fix all the boxes.
I'm happy with my choice.